The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen. Daf Lamed Daled. Today's daf is being studied by the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanichenu Begin Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied with Fu'ash Shalema, Eliyahu Chayim ben Shafi'a, El Narefanano, Betok Sha'al Chole Amo Yisrael, Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Daled Amud Rishon, and we begin three lines from the top. Our Gemara were involved in learning all the different laws of the Shofar. Yesterday we learned at the end of the Sugya that how do we know that there is a Pishuta Lefaneha and a Pishuta Leachareha, that the Teruah has to be sandwiched with the Teruah Tekiah before it and a Tekiah after it. The Gemara quoted Pesukim over here because it says in the Pasuk Te'aviru Ve'avarta shofar teruah. So we said ve'avarta is a lashon of tekiya, of peshuta, and then it says ta'aviru shofar bechol artzechem. So one tekiya before and one tekiya after. That was by Yovel. How do you know by Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara gave a kesh because it says b'chodesh hashevi'i. By the Yovel, it said b'chodesh hashevi'i. And we know already it's talking about the Chodesh HaShevi'i. We know Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Why does it have to say the Chodesh HaShevi'i? To teach me that all the laws of Chodesh HaShevi'i are equal. They were just like on Kippur of Yovel. You have to blow the shofar with a tekiah before and a tekiah after. So too, by Rosh Hashanah, it's tekiah before and tekiah after. So now the Gemara asks the next question. Uminayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. Which means, how do you know that that which we blow, a tekiah and a teruah and a tekiah, that we do it three times? One for malchuyot, one for zichronot, and one for shofarot. Which means in the Amidah. Talmud lomar, ve'avarta shofar teruah, shabbaton zichron teruah, yom teruah yehiyeh lachem. So since it says teruah three times, so we learn over there. Now we know each teruah is really three sounds. It's tekiah, teruah, tekiah. So we learn this for three sets. Uminayin liten et ha'amur shel ze baze v'shel ze baze. Now how do you know that to put what's written by Kippur, to put it by Rosh Hashanah, and to what's written by Rosh Hashanah, to put it by Kippur? Talmud lomar, shevi'i shevi'i l'gezera shava. Which means, by Kippur it says Teruah once. By Rosh Hashanah it says Teruah twice. So now how do we know to combine all the two that's written over here by Rosh Hashanah and the one that's written by Kippur, to combine them together to get three? So here the Gemara says we have a Gezerah Shava. Shevi'i, Shevi'i. It says the word Shevi'i by Kippur. It says the word Shevi'i by Rosh Hashanah. Now we're making a Gezerah Shavah. What is a Gezerah Shavah? When you have two similar words, right? So you say, Shevi'i, Shevi'i. Whatever's here applies to here, and whatever's here applies to here. So the two that apply to Rosh Hashanah, we put to Kippur, that gives you three. The one that applies to Kippur, we put it to Rosh Hashanah, that gives you three. So the Shevi'i, Shevi'i cross-connects the subjects together, and therefore, the two Teruahs that are written by Rosh Hashanah apply to Kippur. Because Kippur only says one teruah. Now you have three teruah, meaning three sets. And the one of Kippur is transferred to Rosh Hashanah to give you three sets as well. Good? That's called the Gezerah Shavah. That's from Chodesh Shevi'i, Shevi'i, Shevi'i. Okay, now, Haketzad. So the Gemara just speaks it out. How does it work? Shalosh, three sets. Shehen tesha, three sets that all together come out to be nine sounds. Gemara says shiur tiki'ah kitru'ah, like we learned on yesterday's daf. A tiki'ah equals a tiru'ah. Shi'ur teru'ah kishlosha shivarim, and the shi'ur of a teru'ah is like three shivarim. We had a brayta yesterday that said it's like a shi'ur of a teru'ah, which means a shi'ur of a teru'ah is like shlosha yivavot, which would be the smaller sound, right? The two shivarim is longer. So this brayta is learning that the shi'ur of a teru'ah is equivalent to three shivarim. That would be three longer sounds. Now, the Gemara has asked the following question. I'm going to give it to you outside first. Until this point, we learned a few halachot. One of the halachot is what I mentioned, that you have to blow tiki'ah before the teru'ah, and the tiki'ah after the teru'ah. How did we know that from? Because by Kippur, Yovel, it said, v'ha'avarta shofar teru'ah, then it said, ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzechem. The word v'ha'avarta is lashon of doing something that's straight, blowing a straight sound. Va'avarta, blow a straight sound, teru'ah, followed by a teru'ah. Then it says, after the teru'ah, ta'aviru. Good. But that's by Kippur. How do you know what's written by Kippur applies to Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara used a hekesh. Because it says, u'bachodesh ha-shevi'i by Kippur. We said that's extra. It doesn't say u'bachodesh ha-shevi'i by Kippur. We know Kippur is in the seventh month. So, no, you know what the Chodesh is coming to teach you? All the laws of Yom Kippur, whatever we're learning, apply to Rosh Hashanah. And all the laws of Rosh Hashanah apply to Yom Kippur. The extra word is just a hekesh. We're comparing the two subjects to make them equal. Beautiful. Here, when we gave the derashav, how do you know three sets? We used what's called a gezerah shava. Gezerah shava is we took two words. It says Shivi'i by Kippur. It says Shivi'i by Rosh Hashanah. Shivi'i. Link the subjects together. So the Gemara is going to ask, why did you have to now jump to a Gezerah Shava type of learning? What was the matter with the Hekesh that you had before? Why don't you just say the same way that since it says B'chodesh Shivi'i by Kippur, Liten Shin Zeh Bazeh, to say that all the laws in the month of the seventh month are equal. Whenever you're going to blow shofar in the seventh month, and given what I said above, it's going to be the same way. And therefore, I'll learn over there that way, and therefore, I'll connect the two subjects together through via a hekesh. And therefore, say what? That on the tension, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, it says two, but put the Kippur one over there, and put Rosh Hashanah by Kippur, and therefore it'll be three sets by each one. Which means, what was the matter with your hekesh? How come you couldn't learn the hekesh? Like, why do you have to jump to a Gezerah Shavah? The hekesh could have served the same purpose. So that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara says now, Aitana mi'ikara maitira behekesha. Originally, the Tana brought the derashot from a hekesh. Ve'ashta maitira be'gezerah shava. Now it's bringing the derasha from a learning of a gezerah shava. Let's read Rashi inside. Ve'tana mi'ikara. Aiti be'kesha. Lilmod ze mize. Right? To learn the subjects from each other. Minayin shebe'shofar. Right, how do we know that the tekiah is before and after? Gamar Rosh Hashanah miyovel bekesha. The end Talmud Domar b'chodesh Shivi'i. The reason why it said b'chodesh Shivi'i by Kippur Ela Lakish Kol Teruah Shel Chodesh Shivi'i Shiyu Shavot. That all the blowings of the shofar in the 7 months should be equal. So just like by Kippur, we said there's a tekiah before and a tekiah after. So to by Rosh Hashanah tekiah before after. Ulebesof next Rashi Gamar b'gezerah shava. Liten amur shel ze baze haynami titi bekesha. Learn the same bekesh. The e kedekadvin and shushtaim berosh hashanah v'achad biyovel enteruot shel chodesh shevi'i shavot. Because if you're going to learn it like it says in the pasuk, there's only going to be two by Rosh Hashanah, two sets, and one set by Kippur. They're not going to be shavot. So then, through the hekesh, learn must be it's coming to tell you three. three sets by here and three sets by there, because the Gekesh teaches me what? There has to be equality amongst the 2 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So therefore, why did you have to now create now a Gezerah Shabbat for the Limud? What was the matter with the tried and tested Gekesh that you had till now? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amar. Ilav Gezerah Shabbat Hava Maitan Ala Bekesha. Meaning, if we didn't have a Kabbalah for the Gezerah Shavah, because Gezerot Shavot, you can't just make them on your own. You know, it says Shavi'i over, it says Shavi'i over there, Shavi'i, Shavi'i. No, you need a tradition from your rabbis to make a Gezerah Shavah. So all the Gemara was saying like this, if we didn't have the tradition for the Gezerah Shavah, we would have learned everything you write with Hekesh. Which is, this can be learned through Hekesh. Hashta de'acha Gezerah Shavah Hekesha lo tzarich. Now that we have the Gezerah Shavah, you're right, you don't need the Hekesh at all. So which means, the way that she says, Haki Kama, let's read it inside. Ilav Gezerah Shavah Ilo ne'emra Gezerah Shavah Zu le'Moshe Mesinai le'dina. But if we have a tradition from Moshe, from Sinai, from Gezerah Shavah, Hayiti mevi hakol bekesha. I would have brought everything bekesh. Kilomar ma'atzmo, meaning on my own. I don't need a Kabbalah for this. So now, but now that I had, we got the tradition. So therefore, really, it is ultimately everything is being learned from a Gezerah Shavah. Even the earlier inyanim can be learned from this Gezerah Shavah of Shivi'i Shivi'i. This is the way that she understands the sugya. The Tura Evin takes Rashi to task over here and has a different way of learning. Basically, the Tura Evin's question is as follows. Tura Evin's question is like this. How could you learn the Gemara, in this case over here, trying to teach me the three sets with the Hekesh? By Kippur it says two sets. Sorry, by Kippur it says one set, because there's one Teruah by Kippur. And by Rosh Hashanah it says two. So if anything, I would do a Hekesh, I would say keep it equal, just like there's two by Rosh Hashanah, make two by Kippur. How could the Hekesh come along now and upgrade me to three each? All the Hekesh tells me, whatever is by here, is by here. Doesn't tell me like what the value of the Gezerah Shavah is. The Gezerah Shavah tells me to put this one over there and to put that one over there. Oh, that's a different subject. You're putting the one by the two and the two by the one. That's how you get three. Now, what does the Hekesh do? The Hekesh just says that all the subjects in the seventh month have to be equal. That was the Hekesh. Remember the Hekesh. Good. So Shavin. So you got two sets by Rosh Hashanah, one set by Kippur. Okay, Shavin. The Hekesh, two each. He would not get to three. So if he doesn't understand Rashi's Havamina over here, to understand, oh, what are you learning when it gets to Rashi? Learn it with Hekesh. How can you learn with Hekesh? Again, so that's the Tura Evin's question. Basically, what the Hekesh does, just get the mechanics of the Hekesh. B'chodesh HaShavi'i teaches me, all the blowings of the seventh month are equal. And therefore, for example, just like we found by Kippur, there's a Tiki'ah before the Teruah and the Tekiah after the Teruah, that we found clearly by Kippur, the Chodesh Shivi'i Sotu has got to apply by Rosh Hashanah. Whatever we find by here, it's got to apply by here. Good. So now the Gemara is telling me that we, that Rashi's learning, use the Hekesh to learn the three sets. Why? Tura Evin says, if anything, the Hekesh will tell me, just like you have two sets, by Rosh Hashanah, because it says Teruah twice, so keep everything equal. By Kippur also, do two sets. How could you? But the Gezerah Shavah is much better, because the Gezerah Shavah tells me it says Shavi'i by your Kippur, it says Shavi'i by Rosh Hashanah. What it does then is it links the two subjects together. Shavi'i, Shavi'i. Whatever is by here, put it over there. The two put by the one put by the two. That's how you get to three. That's fine. But how through the Hekesh did you think you're going to get to three? So therefore, he understands this Gemara a little differently. Velachen Pidesh. שקושיית הגמרא היא מדוע לומדים מהקש הרי אפשר ללמוד את הכל מגזרה שווה. You know, it's the exact opposite. He's saying, once you have the גזרה שווה, throw away the הקש of above. Which means now you could have learned all the stuff above through this גזרה שווה. Which means now once you have שביעי שביעי, you could learn that we know תקיעה before, תקיעה after. It's just saying, שביעי שביעי, גזרה שווה. What do you need the הקש for? ותירוץ הגמרא, the Gemara's answer, שהתנא דייק בדבריו, ומה שאפשר ללמוד מהקש למד מהקש ורק הדין השלישי שאפשר ללמוד מהקש למד גזרה שווה, which means the Tana learned as much as he could with the Hekesh, and whatever he couldn't learn with the Hekesh, he used the Gezerah Sheva. Kanireh, he wanted to leave the Gezerah Sheva open for as long as he can, not to be Doreshet. So whatever he could learn without a Gezerah Sheva, he used in the Hekesh level. Once already, he couldn't use the Hekesh anymore, so he used the Gezerah Sheva. Okay, that's fine. That means, whatever we learned above, was learned by Hekesh, and this din over here of the three, you couldn't learn Be'ekesh because you learned two and two. So for them, we had to employ the Gezerah Shavah. He just says over here, "Ach lepirush Rashi kashe. Im efshal lelmod et hakol o megezerah shavah o me'ekesh." According to Rashi, you could learn everything either from Be'ekesh or Gezerah Shavah. Why then did the Gemara switch? Some of them learned Be'ekesh, some of them learned Gezerah Shavah. I mean, it comes out a little. Either learn all of them Be'ekesh, all of them all Gezerah Shavah. According to the Torah, everything's good. Whatever it could have learned from Hekesh, it did. Whatever it could have learned from Gezerah Shavah, it did. So that's the different way of learning the piece over the Kohen to the Evan. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'hai Tana Maiti La B'Gezerah Shavah M'Midbar. Okay, the following Tana learns the law of Peshuta Lefaneha and Peshuta Le'Ahareha from a different source, from the Midbar. From the shofarot or the hatzotzerot that they blew in the shofar, the midbar, in order to assemble the people and tell them to travel. So they blew hatzotzerot over there. So from the midbar, the way they blew the hatzotzerot, we can learn over here the din of shofar, the tikiyah before and the tikiyah after. How? Betanya, we have a braita. Utkatem tiru'ah. It says in the pasuk, you want the full pasuk, it says, Utkatem teru'a, v'nasi'ua mahanot ahonim kedma. They would blow the teru'a, and the camp that was by the east would begin to travel. Now, tikya'a b'fnei atzma, utru'a b'fnei atzma. Utkatem teru'a. Two words. So they're learning, Utkatem is your tikya'a, teru'a is your teru'a. Very good. So the Gemara says, "Ata omer tikiya b'fnei atzma, teruah b'fnei atzma." You're saying that each word is a separate blowing. Utkatem teruah, or enu ela tikiya teruah ahati. Maybe it's just one. Maybe it means, and you should blow a teruah. How do you know utkatem is a tikiya? Maybe all it's the word of blowing, meaning utkatem, you should blow a teruah. How do you know the word utkatem?
You should
make a tikiya. Because I could learn it utkatem teruah. It's one sound. Just blow the. So the Gemara says, "Keshu omer, because I have another pasuk. Ubakil et hakahal titkeu velo tariu. When you're gathering and congregating the people, it says titkeu velo tariu. So you see that what tikiya is one sound, and tiroa is another sound because it's titkeu velo tariu. But it's tikiya sound is a tiroa. So the word titkeu over means blow a tikiya. Good. Had." Hare o havi omer, we're forced to say tikiyah b'fnei atzma, utruah b'fnei atzma, uminai shepeshuta lefaneh. And how do I know now that it's got to come before the teruah? Tamud davar utkatem teruah, because it says utkatem, meaning do the tikiyah first, then do the teruah. So now I have another source that a tikiyah must precede the teruah. Uminayin shepeshuta le'achareya. And how do I know that a tikiya? Again, we call it tikiya peshuta. By the way, peshuta is a straight sound, right? Simple straight sound. How do I know now what tikiya has to go after? Tamud lomar tiru'a yitki'u. Also, in the blowings of the midbar, it says tiru'a yitki'u, implying that what a tikiya will follow the tiru'a. Tiru'a is first, then what yitki'u. Then they blow a tikiya. So therefore, we have an alternate source. Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka Omer eno tzarich. He comes along and says, you don't need this derasha, right? Eno tzarich. Eno tzarich what? Which means you just learned that you blow a tikiya after the tiruah. That's what he's arguing on. The tikiya after the tiruah. Where did you learn it from? Tiruah yitki'u. He says, I don't need that pasuk. I'm doresh the tikiya after from a different place. Where? Rabbi Ishmael ben Hashem Rabbi Meruka Omer Eno Tzarich Hare Omer Utka'atem Teru'a Shenit. It says, and you will blow the Teru'a a second time. This is referring to when the different sections of the camp were traveling. First the east, they blow the shofar, and they start to travel. Now the south, so they blow the shofar again. So he says, you don't have to say the word shenit. We know you're blowing it a second time. You blew it the first time, so the east can travel. Now you're blowing it again, so the south can travel. What does it have to say? Utkatem teru'a shenit. What's the shenit doing? We can count by ourselves. So he says, she'en tamudomar shenit. You don't have to tell me shenit. Uma Talmud Lomar Shenit. What are you telling me, Shenit? Zebana Av. It's coming to tell me a rule. That what? Shekol Makom Shene Emar Tirua Tehetikia Shiniyala. That the Shenit of it is telling me that whenever you blow a Tirua, the Tikia will be secondary to it, which means we'll follow it. So he learns the Tikia that follows the Tirua is from the word Shenit. That a tiki'ah is shiniyalo, is secondary to it, that follows it. In the ela b'midbar. So we gotta finish it up. Okay, that's the midbar now. Now, how'd you get from midbar to Rosh Hashanah? We have to remember what we're trying to do over here. We're not trying to prove anything in the midbar. We're trying to prove that the tiki'ah of Rosh Hashanah is similar to the tiki'ah of the midbar. Mm-hmm. So you proved me midbar. How do you now know Rosh Hashanah? Any ela b'midbar b'rosh hashana minay tamud omar teruah teruah l'gezerah shava. I got a gezerah shava. It says teruah by Rosh Hashanah. It says teruah by midbar. Teruah teruah. Teach whatever's over here applies to over there. Now, let's just pay attention. Comes out at this point. We have three ways of learning. The tiki'ah before the teru'ah and the tiki'ah after. The three ways are: number one, the derasha from Yovel that said v'ha'avarta and then ta'aviru. Ha'avarta is one tiki'ah and ta'aviru is another tiki'ah, and the teru'ah is in the middle. Use the hekesh to tell me bayom ha'shivi'i that all the blowings of yom ha'shivi'i are equal, and therefore whatever is by Yom Kippur is going to apply by Rosh Hashanah, or according to Rashi, the maskana, it's really being used by a gezerah shava, meaning to connect the two subjects. Good. Second way to learn, midbar. By the midbar, we have pesukim when they blew the shofar for the machanot. One tiki'ah was before, and one tiki'ah was after. And it says the word teru'ah by the midbar, and it says the word teru'ah by Rosh Hashanah. Teru'ah, teru'ah, gezerah shavah, they're the same. Rabbi Ishmael just comes along and says, I got another derasha for the tiki'ah after. From the fact that the pasuk says shenit. What does it have to say they blew the shofar a second time? To teach me that whenever you blow a teru'ah, the tiki'ah will be shiniyalo, will be secondary to it, which will follow it. So those basically are the three. So it's two, but just in the midbar one, you have a machloket with Rabbi Ishmael, how to learn the tiki'ah after the teru'ah.
Well, what about the one before it?
Secondary. He agrees to the one before it, which means secondary after it.
Only
after it.
One of them.
Right. Only teaches one of them. Yeah, Rabbi Ishmael's only arguing on the tiki'ah after the teru'ah. Okay, now Gemara says. Now, by the way, how do you know midbar has got anything to do with Rosh Hashanah? Teru'ah, teru'ah. Gezerah shava. Continue the Gemara. V'shalosh teru'ot ne'emru b'Rosh Hashanah. You should know it says the three times teru'ah by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbaton zikron teru'ah. Yom teru'ah. V'avarta shofar teru'ah. Ushte tiki'ot lechol achat v'achat. Right? But you got two tiki'ot for each teru'ah. Matzinu lemedim shalosh teru'ot v'shesh tiki'ot ne'emru b'Rosh Hashanah. It comes out all together. Sounds, you have three teru'ot and six tiki'ot. Nine sounds. Three teru'ot in the middle. Each one is surrounded by a tiki'ah. So it comes out from the Torah. At this point we're thinking, because teru'ah, teru'ah, teru'ah. From the Torah, nine sounds, six and three. Gemara says no. Shtayim midivrei Torah. Only two sets are from the Torah. The achat midivrei sofrim. Why is that so? So the Gemara explains. Shabbaton zikron teruah, ve'avarta shofar teruah midivrei Torah. Yom Teruaye Lachem LeTalmudo Huba. That's coming to teach me the Gezerah Shavah, Teruah, Teruah, to Midbar. So therefore that Teruah already is used. Don't we need a Gezerah Shavah, Teruah, Teruah, to the Midbar to learn Peshutah Lefaneh, Peshutah Lachareh? So you use that Teruah already. That Teruah is it's taken up. So therefore, that Teruah min Torah is used for the Gezerah Shavah. The rabbis, however, instituted a third set to keep equality between Malchuyot, Zekrot, and Shofarot. Min Torah, you only got about two sets. Min Torah, you only got about six sounds. So why did the rabbis in a third set? Because we don't want to make Malchuyot, Zekrot, you're going to blow, and Shofarot, you're not going to blow. Keep it equal. They added a third set, but that third set is not biblical. Because you don't have a Teruah for that third set. What do you mean? It says Teruah three times. Well, two are opened. One is not opened. The third Teruah is for the Gezerah Shavah, Teruah, Teruah for the Midbar. Okay. And therefore, two min Torah, one mid Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Ahat mid Devrei Torah, Ushtayim mid Devrei Sofrim. He says, actually, only one set min Torah, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, and the rest, the other two sets are really mid Rabbanan. He explains. בעברת שופר תרועה מדברי תורה שבתון זכרון תרועה ויום תרועה ילחם לתלמודו ובא. Now we know what one of them is coming for, תרועה, תרועה for the מדבר. But what's the other תרועה coming for? What's the second דרשה that he uses? So the Gemara says, מי לתלמודו ובא? What לתלמודו ובא? מבעה ביום ולא בלילה. When it says Yom Teruah, you know what Yom Teruah teaches me? That the Teruah is only blown in the day. Yom Teruah, but you cannot blow the shofar at night. So that Yom Teruah is used already. So I only have one Teruah available. So he says one Teruah min a Torah, two Teruahs are used. So then why do you blow three sets? One set is Torah, and the rabbis added two more sets just to keep it, you know, even for the Malkuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. So it comes out we have a fantastic machloket over here. How many sets minimally are min Torah? Either two sets or one set. So the Gemara says, Ve'idach bayom velo balayla minale. How does the other rabbi know bayom velo balayla? You blow the shofar. Nafkale mi biyom hakipurim. Because by Kippur of Yovel, what does it say? Yom Kippurim. So therefore, the day of Kippur. So the Gemara says, "I mibe Yom Kippurim yalif nigmor name mine lefshuta lefaneha ufshuta leachareha." Says okay. So you're learning from Kippur, because Kippur it says Bayom. So learn also the shofar, the tikiyah before and the tikiyah after from Kippur. This rabbi learned from Teruah, Teruah, from Midbar. Once already you tell me you can learn from Kippur, obviously you have a kish. So good, so you learn the Yom from Kippur, learn the Tekiah before, Tekiah from after from Kippur. So the Gemara answers now, V'avarta ta'avidu lo mashma lehu. It wasn't mashma to him that the Rasha of V'avarta ta'avidu, that it means lo a Tekiah. Those words were not mashma to him, Tekiah. So that we could not learn it from Kippur. Ela mai darshu behu. So what does he use those words? What are those words then coming to teach you? If it's not coming to teach you a tikiyah before and tikiyah after, what is the words of avarta ta'aviru come to teach you? The avarta kidrav matna. The amar of matna, the avarta derech ha'avalato. Like we learned on a previous daf, that you blow the shofar has to be the way it passed on the animal, meaning the way it grew on the animal, as opposed to heating the narrow part and widening it, and heating the narrow part and heating the wide part and narrowing it, and the wide part and narrowing and blowing from the other side. So that's why you're not blowing it in the normal way, which means you have to blow it the way it grew. Derech ha'avarato. And the little narrow part, that's the way it's supposed to blow from, yeah? You could heat it up and make it wide, that becomes the end of the shofar. Right? And the narrow part at the end, you're able to heat it up, do the opposite. Now you're going to blow from the other side, that's asur. Why? Because it says v'avarta. It's got to be the way it grew on the animal. Good. Ta'aviru de kama rahmana. And what is ta'aviru coming to teach you according to this rabbi? Na'bere biyad. So that is interesting, the rasha. I would have thought, if it just would have said, ta'aviru b'chol artzechem, I would have thought that there's a certain mitzvah, ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzechem, that in the shofar of the yovel, you got to take the shofar, don't blow it, just go around to each house, ta'avinu shofar, and show everybody the shofar, carry the shofar. So therefore, ta'avinu smashma, just carry. How do I know you got to blow it? Oh, so I get tirua. I need the midbar to tell me, just like in the midbar, they blew the shofar, then they just walk around with it, so ta'avinu smashma, just carry it from house to house. So therefore, this doesn't teach me anything about blowing. So therefore, I need the drasha of that. Now, v'idach derav matna. Now, the other rabbi that uses v'avarta for a tikiyah, how does he know that matna's rule, that you have to blow the shofar in the way it grew? So he says, midishani b'dibure, which means from the fact that it changed its language. Because it says v'avarta shofar. The word v'avarta is really saying blow the shofar. But it said blow the shofar in a funny way. Normally, how should it say blow the shofar? V'takata b'shofar. If you tell me someone blowing the shofar, she's learning someone blowing the shofar, why would it say v'avarta? And it's telling me two things. Number one, blow the shofar, meaning a tikiyah first. But from the fact that it said tikiyah b'lshon ha'avara, it teaches me what? It has to be the derech that it grew, derech ha'avara. So it teaches me two things. Now, ta'aviru biyad, and that second thing that you said, that when it says ta'aviru shofar, that I would have thought that it's talking about just carry the shofar, from house to house. Lo matzit amart. I would never think to say such a thing. The gemar avra avra mi Moshe. Because I would make a gezerah shava avra avra by Moshe Rabbeinu. The ketivach, it says by the shofar, the avarta shofar. Tiruah. Uchtivatam, vaisav Moshe, vayaviru kol ba mahaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu is collecting for the Mishkan, right? So he wanted to send out a word that he doesn't need any more money, that the funds are collected, right? So it's Vayaviru kol b'mahaneh. So he passed a sound in the Mahaneh. Ma'ad la'alan b'kol, just like over there by Moshe, the Havaraz with a sound, Afkan b'kol. Okay, so I would never think that Ta'aviru was referring to carrying the shofar in your hand. Because I know another Havaraz talking about a sound. Ulai ta'ana d'mayti lama midbar. Last point. But according to the Tanakh that learns Peshutah Lefaneh or Peshutah Le'Achareh from the Midbar, Ima La'alan Hasoserot, Afkan Hasoserot. How do you know in the Midbar they used Hasoserot? We're learning Shofar. How do you know from Hasoserot? Shofar. Tamud Lomar, Tik'u Ba'chode Shofar, Be'kesed Yom Hagenu. We know in the month of Tishri, the horn that's used is a shofar. Because it says Tik'u b'chodesh shofar, blow in the month of shofar. In what month? Bekese. In the month that is covered. Ezu hag sha'odesh mitkasebo, which is the month where that holiday of the month, the moon is covered. Havi omer ze rosh hashanah v'kama rachmana shofar, which means we know all the holidays usually on the 15th when the moon is full. Here we have a holiday in the beginning of the month where the moon is basically concealed, right? Because it's hard to see in the beginning of the month. So there was a tik'u b'chodesh shofar. Blow the shofar in the month. In which month? Bekese. In the month that the moon is, that you have a holiday, Yom Hagenu, which the moon is Bekisui. So basically, what the Gemara just did in the past few lines was, once you're telling me that you have a machloket, how many sets are from the Torah? Is it two sets from the Torah? Or is it one set from the Torah? If you tell me it's two sets from the Torah, because the one of the Teruahs, I need for Teruah, Teruah, for Midbar. But the other rabbi, no, it's one set from the Torah. And what do I do with the other two sets? So one set is for what? Teruah, Teruah, for Midbar. And the other one is Yom Teruah, to teach me Yom, Velo Laila. You blow Shofar in the day and the night. Once we started doing that, then we started saying, oh, what does he do? What does he learn Yom from? Now, where does he learn another? We kept on going back and forth. What everybody else is going to do with the other dinasha of his colleague? Okay. Now we go to the next point. Right. So very quickly, he learned bayom velo balala. So the Gemara says v'idak bayom velo balala. How does he know? So he says he knows it from Yom Kippurim. So he said, if it was Yom Kippurim, how come he didn't learn from Yom Kippurim? Peshutah lefene, peshutah l'achareha. Right? How come he didn't learn it from there, from Yom Kippurim? He's not, havara, it doesn't mashma lehu. So what does he do with Havara? He learns Havara, teach me you got to be a Derek Geduno. And Ta'aviru, I would have thought, the Veroli said Ta'aviru, that means you have to take it with your hand. So what does the other rabbi learn that Matnas Din of Derek Havara? So he comes on and says, for the fact that it changes Tashor, it didn't say Utkartem Shofar, it says Va'averte Va'averta Shofar. So you can learn both things from over there. And the other thing of carrying on chain, you never think of such a thing, because we have Havara, Havara from Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes the Gemara and says, Atkin Rabbi Abhu Bekiseri. The Babu made a takana in Caesarea. Tiki'a shilosha shevarim teru'a utki'a. The Babu made an institution which we would call tashrat. That when you blow the shofar, you blow tiki'a shevarim teru'a tiki'a. Let's review this. Shevarim was the longer sound. Teru'a was the shorter sound. So he was the one that instituted tiki'a, shivarim tiru'a, tiki'a, that you blow a set as such. So the Gemara is now questioning, what exactly did he gain, and what is this serving? Manafshach, I yelule yalil. If you hold that the sound of the Torah, when it says yom tiru'a in the Torah, see the whole basis of it, what does tiru'a mean? Tiru'a just means, like we learned earlier, a crying sound. What type of sound is this? So if you hold it's yelule yalil, meaning two 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 two, it's short sounds. La'abit tikiyat teru'a utkiyah. So just blow tarat, as we would call it. Tikiyat teru'a utkiyah. Ve'iganu heganah. And if you hold it's the longer sound, the sighing sound, the shivarim type of sound. La'abit tikiyah shelosha shivarim. Utkiyah, which means memanafshah. What do you hold the teruah as? If you hold it to teruah, so then it's tarat. If you hold it to shivarim, then it's tashat. Where did you get this item tashrat? So he says, no, mesafkele. Yeah, that's exactly the safik. I ganu heganah, I yelule yaril. He doesn't know. Maybe the sound that the Torah wants is the short sound. Maybe it's the long sound. So what did he do? He did both. The Gemara says, wait. Matkifla rav avira. Rav Avira asked a question on him. V'dilma yelule hava. Maybe it's really supposed to be the teruah. V'avam mafsik shelosha shevarim ben teruah l'tki'ah. If you hold it's the teruah as the sound, so the shevarim becomes a hefsek now. Because you blew tki'ah, now you got a shevarim in there. Well, if you hold that the real sound is a teruah, so that shevarim is now a hefsek between the tki'ah, because you have to have a tki'ah before. So the tekiyah before now is being split by a shivarim, then it's got a teruah. There's a hefsek in between. Because if you hold the shivarim is the wrong sound, it's noise. It doesn't belong there. So the Gemara says, no. The hadar avi tekiyah teruah utkiyah. No. You blew tarat. Which means, kriyah is hefsek that it's tarat, he blew tekiyah teruah tekiyah. We're not worried about that. He took care of that issue. So the Gemara says, fine. Matkif la rabina vidilma ganuhe hava. Maybe it's ganuhe. Maybe the main sound is shivarim. Vekam mafsik teruah ben shivarim l'tkiyah. I'm blowing this tashrat. Now you have the teruah that's being mafsik. You blew your tkiyah shivarim. They need a tkiyah. Well, you blew a teruah in between. So your teruah is now being mafsik between your shivarim and your tkiyah. What are you doing for the shivarim? No, dahadar avi tashat. He also blew a tkiyah shivarim teruah. So now the Gemara wants to understand, Ela Rabbi Abu Mai Atkin. So Rabbi Abu, what did you institute over here? Iganu Haganah Ha'avde. Iyalule Yalil Ha'avde. Which means they were doing everything. You're telling me they were doing Tiki'ah Teru'ah Tiki'ah. Just in case it was Yalule Yalil. They were doing Tiki'ah Shivarim Teru'ah just in case it was Ganu Haganah. So you came along and you made a Hadush Tashrat. What's Tashrat? What's Tashrat? Could you worry about Safek? Safek already took care of all the Safek cases. What is this new item Tiki'ah? Shivarim Teru'ah Tiki'ah. Gemara says, Mesafka le Dilma Ganach V'yalil. Maybe it's both. Maybe when the Torah says Yom Teru'ah, it's both Ganuhe and Yalil. Maybe there's three ways of crying. There's crying in the two way. There's a way of crying in the longer sounds, two, that's more like the sighing. And maybe there's a third way of crying with two, tu, 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 tu. Maybe that's also a way of crying. And therefore he instituted a third Sefik. You have the Shevarim item, you have the Tenuah item, now you invented the new thing. I'm inventing the Shevarim Tenuah. The third option. So the Gemara says, oh wait, so already you're creating options, so there's a fourth option. Which means do the opposite. Do tikiyah, tenuah, shilosha shivarim, v'tikiyah. Right? Do tarshat. Exactly. Why? Dilma yalil v'ganah. Because maybe the yalil comes first, and then the ganah. Gemara answers, stamad de milta. Ki mitra bi'inish milta. Stam, when in a situation, a bad situation, happens to a person, Beresha ganach v'adar yalil. First he's ganach, he puts the long sounds, and then he goes to the short sounds. So therefore that wasn't an option. He went according to the way normal people cry. So normal people cry either all ganuche or all yalule yalil. And if they're going to do both, they do the ganuche ganach first, and then the yalule yalil. So that's where we get all the different ways of blowing the shofar. That's why Al Minhag, for example, is we blow all the different options. We have the tashrat because of the sefek of air. We blow tashrat because of the sefek of the shivarim. And we blow the tarat as well. We couldn't just blow tashrat because you'd have hefsek between the other one that doesn't belong. So therefore, we blow the three different sefekot to fulfill all the shitot. Now, takam barishona mashak b'shniyah kishtayim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Shama tesha tikiot betesha sha'ot bayom yatsa. New point. You heard the nine sounds from one person blew it, but he blew it in 9 hours. Every hour he blew another sound, meaning at in the morning he blew you a tikiah. Hour later he gave you a tiruah. Hour later tikiah. So after 9 hours you finally got all the nine sounds that you had to hear. No, Gemara says, Yatsa. No problem. There's no time limit to hear the sounds. As long as you heard the sounds on Rosh Hashanah, you Yotze. Next case. Tanya Namehachi. Shama tesha tekiot betesha sha'ot bayom Yatsa. Mitet bene Adam ke echad. Let's say you had 9 guys, each one holding a shofar. Simultaneously, they all blew at the same time. See, this guy blew a tikiyah, this guy blew a teruah, this guy blew a tikiyah, this guy blew a shemani. Each one blew all the 9 sounds simultaneously. What's the deen? Lo yatsa. Now the question is, why lo yatsa? Well, if you're going to tell me, trekale lo mishtamae, that's not so. Because if you remember, we learned on the previous daf that when it comes to shofar, which is something that's habib, that's something that's endearing to a person, so he's even able to hear trekale. You're able to hear two different sounds. So some want to say because of that question, they change the girsa and they say mitet bnei adam ki ehad yatsa, because the rule of trekale la mishtam'e doesn't apply to shofar. Tosafot keeps the girsa lo yasa, and he says, even though you could say that you could hear all the sounds, but you have another problem, why lo yatsa? Because we learned that the tiki'ah has to come before the tiru'ah, and the tiki'ah has to come after. Here, by hearing it all together, you're not fulfilling that that prat.
Right.
You're hearing all of them simultaneously. That's why lo yatsa. Yeah, you heard all 9 sounds, maybe, right, but you heard them all together. That doesn't help you, because you need tiki'ah lefanav, and tiki'ah le'acharav. Okay. Comes Gemara and says, "Tikiyah mizeh, utruah mizeh, yatsa." One guy blows a tikiyah for you, and the next guy blows you the tiruah. Afidu besirugin, even with intervals, which means not back to back, means there's space in between. Afidu kol hayom kulo, even the whole day. Now the chavra, that's like the first law we said, which means the first case we said if you have one guy blowing your shofar in 9 hours, yatsa. The second case basically saying the same case, just telling you, even if you had 9 guys, each guy blowing one sound over the course of the day, it's okay. So it could be that's the hadush. Could be the hadush is that even if it's done by more than one person, still you're going to be yotze, right? As long as you heard each sound. Gemara says, huh?
The main point
you got to hear it. Exactly. It doesn't matter how long it took you to get all the nine. Did the Yohanan say that you can have such long intervals between the tikiot? Regarding the halil that we say on the holidays, or the megillah that we say on Purim, if let's say you made an interruption, meaning even silence, and your interruption was the amount of time where you could have read the entire megillah. Halakha says that's considered a big interruption. I'll go back to the beginning of the Megillah. So the Chavarah, same thing by Shofar. Here, the guy, he heard the Shofar, one sound in an hour. Hour later, here's another sound. He could have heard all nine in that time. So the Chavarah should go back to the beginning. So the Gemara says, La kasha, hadideh, hadirabit. One of the halakhot is the Yohanan himself, and one of the halakhot is the Yohanan from his rabbi. Which means like this. The Yohanan himself holds, do whatever you want. You want to even have a big hefsek? As long as you hear the nine sounds, I don't care how long it takes you to hear the nine sounds. Oh, his rabbi, meaning the Bishraman Yod Sadak, he holds, no, you have to have it in the shorter interval. You cannot have a whole hefsek. So then, hadideh, you tell me that Rabbi Yohanan doesn't hold in his business of hefsek? They had Abu story. You have Rabbi Abu. Hava shakil ve'azil batid Rabbi Yohanan. He was following. He was walking with Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Abu. Vava kari kiryat shema. So Rabbi Abu was reading the kiryat shema. Ki matal limbuot metunnafot. When he got to this like dirty area, this smelly area, and the alleys that had the smell coming from it, ishtik. He stopped. It seems that Babu didn't want to read the Kiryat Shema as he was passing through this dirty place, smelly place. Batar the Halif, after he passed it, Amar Le. So he tells Rabbi Yohanan, Ma'ud Ligmor. What do I do now? Meaning, do I finish? Continue where I left off? Or maybe I got to start over. Amar Le, Im Shaita Kedid Ligmor Et Kula, Chozer LaRosh. Now listen, if your break was enough, where you could have read the whole Kiryat Shema, then you got to go back to the beginning. So what do you see? Rabbi Yohanan holds clearly that what he does subscribe to the Hefsek item, because here he answers Rabbi Abu. You got to go back. If you delayed, let's say for the prescribed amount of time, you got to go back. So therefore, what are you telling me that he holds that there's no inyan of Hefsek? We see clearly he does. That's how he taught Rabbi Abu. Gemara's answer: Achi ka'amar le, lididi lo svirali. Is for me, I don't hold any of this what you're asking me. Which means I don't hold two things. Number one, I don't hold you had to stop. So I hold that since you were just walking by, you're allowed to say the Kiryat Shema. You didn't have to stop in the first place, by the way. Mm-hmm. So first I argue on you, obviously you don't hold like that. Because obviously you stopped. So number one, we argue on the deen of walking through Mibu'ot HaMetun Nafot. Secondly, I argue on you in this thing of hefsek. I hold you don't have to go back at all. Obviously you hold the inyan of hefsek. Why? Because you're asking me a question. Do I have to go back or not? So therefore, lididach, according to you that holds, it's an issue. The svida lach im shaita kula hozer larosh, which is for you that holds it's a subject that hefsek is an issue. Then already there's times if it was kedel gmorot kula or not gmorot. Me, I don't hold it's an issue. So therefore, comes out of you, and I was arguing to be Abu on two subjects here. Number one, he would hold don't stop at all because he's just passing through. Obviously, you didn't hold like that. Hadayat Abu didn't hold like that. He stopped. Number two, I held that even if you stop, doesn't matter how long, but obviously you don't hold like that. For the fact that you're asking me a question, do I go back or not? Obviously you hold that there's a certain amount of time that would be considered a hefsek. Also, for you that holds it's a hefsek, you got to go with the kedel gmorot kula. But me? Well, even if you would have waited 10 hours and continued, it would be mutar. And that's why by shofar, he holds the same thing. Aye, but he said by Halil Kedil Gmorit Kula, Hadrabe, that's his rabbi, Bishwam Ben Yod Sadak.